Evacuation orders were lifted Thursday for the last of some 130,000 Californians forced from their homes by two wind-driven wildfires. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Firefighters said they continued to make progress containing the blazes due to calmer weather after fierce winds and extremely dry conditions subsided. Student applicants to the University of California can't submit their standardized test scores with their admissions as the system works to phase out the exam requirements. A judge issued an injunction in August, which led to an appeal. A three-member panel of the First District Court of Appeal lifted a stay on the lower court injunction, thus barring campuses from accepting or considering the scores for at least the 2021-22 school year. A fight at California's second oldest state prison sent five inmates to the hospital Thursday with non-life-threatening injuries. About 20 inmates were involved in a fight that broke out during program activities in a medium security housing unit at Folsom State Prison. Guards used chemical agents to stop the fighting. No employees were injured. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two men under arrest after authorities in Peru intercepted multiple packages containing large quantities of oxycodone being shipped to Eureka addresses. Agents detained Major Flores, 41 years old from Peru, and found 1,000 oxycodone pills in his residence. Also 37-year-old John Flores, and found 300 oxy pills in his Humboldt Hill Road home. Nora Wynn, 6th through 8th grade Spanish teacher at McKinleyville Middle School, has been named one of five 2021 California Teachers of the Year. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.